Hi, my friends call me Benny.
I'm looking for something.
Assuming this is working, this is Professor Bernie Summerfield, world speaker. For the record, this could be my friend. And it would serve me. As you'll know if you've been paying any attention, I'm holidaying on the lovely Earth for many chosen sailors' paradise. Nothing here but pretty little islands, vast coral reefs, and miles and miles of open sea. Oh, and a little war between two of the major continents. But as the nice man in the boat hire shop told me, if you stay out of their waters, you shouldn't be in any trouble. Any problem is, the map he hired me along with the yacht was a little vague on exactly where those waters were. Mind you, I shouldn't blame him.
If I hadn't fallen as...
Not again!
Oh, there we go. Anyway, as I was saying, if I hadn't fallen asleep under the lovely baking sun, my yacht wouldn't have strayed into the path of a warship. When sleepy little I, dead to the world, didn't respond to their warnings, they shot me clean out of the water. At least, I assume they tried to warn me. They can't be that mercenary, can they? Oh, well, not the warmest of welcomes. Still, at least they had the decency to shipwreck me near this island. There's nothing on the island, mind. Not even your typical coconut-laden palm tree. Oh, there the little so-and-sos go again. Oh, look at me, I can catch fish. Well, as there's no wood here to make a rod or a spear, never mind a fire, that task is a little out of my league at the moment. And anyway, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, do shut up! I've been here 2 days, and I've eaten all the food I could salvage from my sinking ship. My diary is soundly fritzed, and I am, in all probability, going to die here. Alone, unloved, and thoroughly annoyed. And hallucinating.
Ahoy there!
Yes, that's perfectly reasonable. Only now could I see a 17th century earth sailing ship, white sails shining in the blue, and hear someone actually shouting, "Ahoy there! Ahoy there, for heaven's sake, isn't my dying mania going to be a bit more original than that?"
Ahoy!
Oh, whatever next, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Ooh, rum.
Are you all right?
What a monumentally stupid question. Absolutely fine, just taking the air.
You'd better come aboard. You can't stay there. You'll die.
What have I got to lose? Even if it is an illusion planted in my mind by a previously unheard-of species of telepathic shark. Even if, by stepping into the water, I sign my death warrant. Even if being savaged and eaten is going to be more painful than starving to death. At least it'll be quick.
Oh, the silly girl's fainted. Brennan, reel down that lifeboat. I'm going to get her.
Have you completely lost your mind?
No. Have you lost yours? I'm not going to sail by and watch her die.
If we don't get back to Calabraxia soon...
You've paid me to transport you and your cargo. As long as we're making good time, and we are, then I can do what I want with my ship along the way. A few minutes more isn't going to make a hell of a lot of difference. Now reel it down.
Why should I? I'm the one who's employing you, and I say we should sail on.
You might be happy watching one more life be extinguished. It might make no difference to you, but not me. I will not leave her there.
You'll do as I say.
Then we go no further.
What?
You heard. This ship sails on with three passengers, or it sails on with two.
Two? It is, then.
And that two doesn't include you.
Me?
Maybe you'd like to see how you could survive on a tiny island in the middle of the ocean. Maybe you'd like to see what it's like to go through what she obviously has.
You wouldn't dare.
Lower the lifeboat.
I won't.
You haven't spent much of your life in these seas, have you, General Brennan?
I don't really see what that...
So you haven't seen the things I've seen. Jellyfish with stings as long as that mast is high. Storm waves that could wash away a skyscraper. Sharks that could bite a man in two. Just so they had something small enough to pick their teeth with. But maybe you'd like to experience all that for yourself. Or you could reel that lifeboat down to the water.
Very well. Do what you like. Just make sure she doesn't get in the way.
Board, Cassandra.
Cassandra? Oh, the sails are... I'm dead, aren't I?
Well, you would have been. I'll make sure you're all right.
Oh, then I'm mad. Why else would I think I was on a sailing ship?
Yes, you are. You like her, then?
I think I would have liked a child's inflatable dinghy if it had rescued me. Oh, Professor Bernie Sarfield. You can call me Benny.
Nice to meet you, Benny. I'm Captain Damien Colley. Just Captain will do.
It's wonderful to make your acquaintance, Captain.
let me help you.
Thank you. What's with Cassandra, then? I thought chosen vessels were a bit more...
High-tech? Yeah, they certainly are. But I don't go in for that. There's a working engine below decks. We're using it now. The sails and all the rigging, I must have made a pure affectation.
And a wooden deck, I suppose. Nice touch. Oh, whoops. Didn't think my sea legs were that bad.
Well, they didn't look it to me. You're probably just exhausted.
Yeah, funny you should say that.
Look, you really should get some rest. Let me show you to your cabin. I hope it meets with your approval.
Wow!
I may like my old touches, but I don't see the point of doing without a few basic mod cons.
Basic? That bed alone is bigger than that blasted little island, and you've got computers!
I couldn't navigate without them. I couldn't do much at all without them.
Don't your crew help?
Cassandra doesn't have one. No, it's all automated. I prefer to work alone.
Another affectation.
I suppose. Here, take this.
What is it?
It's a communicator. Just slip it on your wrist, like this.
Oh.
And you'll be able to stay in touch with me, whenever you need to.
Thank you. Oh, hang on. If you've got no crew, who was that woman I saw you with on the deck?
Brennan. She's just a passenger. And my employer.
Oh, really? What kind of work do you do?
Oh, fair amount of this and that. Whatever anyone will pay me for. Transporting cargo, ferrying people, all sorts. And now I'm ferrying you. I've put all your things in that cupboard over there.
Oh, thanks.
Look, I'm sorry, Benny, but I've got to get on. The bathroom's through there, if you're not sick to death of water, that is. You've time for a nap before dinner as well, if you like. We eat in about 4 hours.
Food! Fantastic. Oh, would you do me a quick favour?
What's that?
Just stick your head round the door and see whether the sun's over the yard arm, would you? I'm dying for a gin. Oh, and another thing. What is a yard arm anyway?
Cassandra, confirm time of arrival at Calabraxia.
Current estimates would suggest arrival within 48 hours. Stormfront detected 85 miles ahead. Navigational adjustments made to compensate.
And if we took the direct route?
Inadvisable. Stormfront estimated at 4-7, posing a threat to my safety.
Override the navigational adjustments, Cassandra. Take the quickest route.
Unable to comply. Override commands only acceptable from Dad.
Then we just have to have words with your father, won't we?
Brennan. It's getting cold out, Cassandra. You sure we're going to avoid that storm?
Navigational checks confirm our new route.
I demand that we press on, storm or no storm.
Oh, demand. Just shut up for 5 minutes, General. It's been a hard day.
It wouldn't have been half so hard if you hadn't brought that harpy on board.
Harpy? That poor girl was near death, Brennan. She was so tired, she fell asleep as soon as her head hit the pillow.
Trust you to watch and wait, you filthy-minded old fool.
I was just making sure she was all right. Just showing some compassionate concern. Something you could do with learning.
I don't give a damn about compassion. Not if it's going to put this mission at risk.
What kind of risk? Something like charging through a storm front at full speed? Oh, get out of my sight. Go and get ready for dinner. And show some politeness. We've got a guest.
Guest? She's a liability. She could be a spy. She could uncover everything. I said we shouldn't bring her on board. I have worked so long.
I can assure you I'm not a spy. But if you're going to rant and rave like that in front of all and sundry, I'm afraid I can't promise not to overhear something you want to keep secret.
Professor Summerfield, this is General Hannah Brennan.
Huh. Delighted, I'm sure. I just popped by to say that the computer told me that dinner is about to be served. Would you two care to join me?
Here.
Thanks. So, General Brennan, what do you do?
What?
You know, for a living. What's your job?
Did you think General was my Christian name?
Ah, how silly of me. You're in the military, then?
Hmm.
Which army is it you work for?
Calabraxian.
Delightful.
More wine?
Yes.
Yes, please. Lovely. I hate to tell you this, General, but you'll be dead in 2 minutes. I've put poison in that wine.
No!
Really, but it's the kind of thing you'd expect me to do, isn't it? Tell me, what is it that makes you think I could be a spy?
And what makes you think I'd tell you anything?
Well, it would be a pretty dreadful dinner party if we didn't make small talk, wouldn't it? Go on. Have some fun, Brennan. It'd be rude to our host if we were rude to each other. So, General, how goes the war?
Oh, Benny...
I've had quite enough of you, Professor Summerfield, if that is your real name.
Oh, for pity's sake.
You must have followed me from Glory Hill. Oh!
Brennan!
What's wrong with her?
If you'll excuse me.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'll be fine. Just leave me alone.
I promise you, I did not poison that wine.
Yeah, I believe you. She's not been right since she got on board. Headaches all the time. She's just exhausted, I expect.
What's with her paranoia anyway? Why is she so convinced I'm out to get her? And I'm really not a spy, so don't worry about spilling the beans.
Well, Brennan's in intelligence. Everyone's the enemy to her. She keeps going on about how this voyage will be the one to turn the tide. She's so nervous about it, she's ratty with everyone. It's probably stress that's causing her illness. Anyway, don't worry about it. You're safe now.
This voyage is so important, I don't see how I can be safe. What's so special about Brennan? Why is it so important she gets back to Calabraxia?
Well, it's not Brennan. It's what she's found out.
What's that?
Look, if I tell you anything more, you'll just end up in more trouble.
Oh, I'm good at that. Don't worry.
But I do worry. I watched too many people die in this war. That's why I dropped out of it.
I hardly call working for the Calabraxian military dropping out.
Well, let's just say I became less partisan about it. I don't just run errands for the Calabraxians, you know. The Pevin and my own people call on me too. They trust me because I keep my nose out of things. I don't want it cut off, after all.
Why on earth would someone as paranoid as Brennan trust someone who works for both sides?
Well, I never said anyone knows I work for both of them. Look, why don't we have a stroll around the deck? And then you need to get some more sleep.
You can wake up whenever you like. I'll make sure some breakfast is served.
Oh, dear. What are you
going to cut? Part of the course, the avoids the worst of it. There's no need to worry.
If you say so.
Who's that?
Some floozy collies dragged on board. Probably working for your lot.
I don't recognise a voice.
Doesn't matter. She's dead if she drives anything, and you're hardly in a position to get any help from her.
Every night you come here and gloat. Isn't it enough that you've got me down here like a caged animal?
Not really, no. It'll only be enough when you tell me what I want to know.
Then I'll have to get used to this place, won't I?
Have some food. Don't want you starving.
You can wake up whenever you like. I'll make sure some breakfast is safe for you.
Oh, great. Are you sure this storm is going to pass?
We've plotted a course that avoids the worst of it. There's no need to worry. Good night.
Good night, then, and thanks for everything.
Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Cassandra. How are things?
Storm front 4 miles starboard, Dad. Adjusting course to compensate.
I thought we'd be through the worst of it overnight. But what happened?
The storm has changed direction. We are currently sailing ahead of it. I've increased engine output in an attempt to outrun the storm.
Oh, good work. Now, that's better. So, not long till we reach Calabraxia, then.
Current ETA, 40 hours.
Any sign of our guests?
General Brennan has already visited the deck this morning. She has retired to her cabin. Benny is currently accessing the computer terminal in her room. She is requesting access to...
No. I'm not spying on her. That'd make me no better than Brennan. Just take it as read that she's allowed into whatever system she wants. Has she eaten yet?
She arose 2 hours ago and has been at her terminal since.
Oh, busy girl. Prepare me a breakfast and I'll take it to her.
Come in.
Oh, I'm sorry about this. I haven't had a shower yet, and my hair's probably seen better days. Oh, good morning, General. Is this my wake-up call?
Shut up.
You see, I would normally expect an empty-headed receptionist, or a polite recorded voice at the very least. Did you bring breakfast? Oh!
Rendered unconscious, Dad. She's no longer in her cabin.
Brennan! Penny! Professor Summerfield! Oh, damn it! Cassandra, where are they?
I believe they're in the cargo hold. But General Brennan's synaptic signal is weak. There appears to be some interference. I'm now scanning for the source.
Moaning about, my head hurts too, you know.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, you should try some painkillers. We're at finishing school. Hello.
Oh, thank God you're all right.
A bit dazed, a little pained, and exceptionally baffled. But on the whole, all right, yes.
Now, get away from here, quickly.
What about...
Go to the bridge. I'll explain there. Go!
All right, keep your hair on.
Don't take another step.
Ignore her, just go.
She's now a prisoner of the Calabraxian military captain. She stays where she is.
Isn't one prisoner enough?
The security of this mission...
It's the security of this vessel and its passengers I'm worried about. Benny, go to the bridge and I'll meet you there. Brennan and I have some things to talk about.
I'm beginning to think I would have been better off staying on that island.
The chances of survival in this storm would be minimal.
If I wasn't so tired, I think you would have just made me jump out of my skin.
My apologies. I am Cassandra.
Oh, the onboard computer, I take it. Well, apart from the homicidal military Jobsworth and the mystery man in the cellar, you run a fine ship here.
Thank you, but this is my dad's ship.
Captain Polly?
My dad, yes.
Right. I don't see the family resemblance. Is there any food round here? I'm famished.
Here you are. I hope you enjoy it.
What's that?
The proximity alert. There is another vessel close by. Dad, please return to the bridge.
So there is. A Pevenant ship. I wonder...
What is it, Cassandra?
A vessel has been detected 2 miles to port.
Looks like it's a Pevenant vessel.
So?
Well, that guy below decks. If he's Brennan's prisoner, surely he's on the other side. Maybe we could get that ship over here and get him rescued.
No.
No, but what
Absolutely
I'm saying...
Absolutely not. Things are already bad enough without giving Brennan something else to go ballistic about. Anyway, we're not far from Calabraxia now.
That's right, protect your profits.
That's not it.
Well, that's what you're in it for, isn't it? Making money by carrying cargo, damn the people involved.
It's not like that.
Then what is it like? Will you tell me what the hell is going on? You're giving a lift to a psychotic secret agent. There's a man in a cage in your cargo hold, and I've been insulted, taken for a spy, punched and nearly imprisoned. I think that gives me the right to be told something.
I'll tell you this. Brennan is right. When this ship and that prisoner reach Calabraxia, this cursed war will finally be over, and I can finally be free.
Free of what? You said it yourself. You're under no one's employ but your own. What's stopping you just sailing away to another part of the world?
Cassandra.
Your ship?
My daughter.
Look, I don't know what you and this boat have got going on, but you are not its father, and it is not
I named the ship after my daughter.
Oh.
She helped me build it. Or at least she programmed the systems. Her little joke before she left was to make the computer think of me as its father.
Before she left? Where?
She joined the Pevenant military, the neurotechnology division. It was always her strength. She could have done so much. Been so much.
Well, what happened?
I still don't know. The files are so closely guarded because of the war. There was an attack on Glory Hill, the base where she was stationed. We think she died in that.
We? Cassandra's mother.
Nadia. She never recovered from the shock of Cassandra's death. She was so full of life. I watched her grow paler and paler. She just gave up in the end. But her mind had died long before her body.
I'm so sorry.
So you see, I've got as much reason as anyone to see this war end.
Look, I really am sorry about Nadia and your daughter, but whatever Brennan's got planned for that poor man, it can't be good. Don't let him suffer just to salve your conscience.
It's not a question of conscience, believe me. It's simple expedience. The war will end when he reaches Calibraxia and is delivered into the enemy's hands.
Why is he so important?
He has some information. When they find that out, it all ends.
The synaptic interference around General Brennan has intensified. She has lost consciousness in her cabin.
Synaptic interference?
Cassandra keeps track of everyone on board by scanning their brain patterns. She's begun to notice that something is wrong with the generals. Cassandra, have you managed to isolate the source of the interference yet?
Scans have indicated no external influence. I will continue to search for signs.
Benny, stay here. I'm going to check that Brennan's all right.
Righto. Cassandra, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Are there security measures on your systems? Passwords, access codes?
Dad can block the usage of certain systems by certain people. General Brennan, for example, is not permitted to make navigational corrections.
I see. What has Captain Colley said about my access privileges?
I can retrieve a data recording of his very words, if you wish.
From a legal standpoint, I think that might be very useful.
Just take it as read that she's allowed into whatever system she wants.
Perfect. Can you give me a communications channel on this console, please?
Channel established.
This is Professor Bernice Summerfield calling vessel at coordinates 247 by 303. Come in, please.
Oh! General Brennan, are you all right?
What does it look like, you fool? Give me some painkillers, please.
Look here, I've brought some from the infirmary. Here's some water. Now, sit up. Take this.
Thank you. I didn't expect you to help me.
Whatever I think of you, it doesn't mean I'm happy to see you in pain. What are these headaches, General? Why are they so bad?
Must be travelling at sea. I didn't have them before we left Pevena.
I've never seen seasickness like this. You should get some rest.
Thanks for your concern, but I'll keep doing my job if you don't mind.
It really doesn't look like you're quite up to it, General.
Fine. I'll take your advice then. I'll rest.
Idiot.
Excuse me. No.
What do you mean, no?
It's dangerous. You might get hurt.
Yeah, and you might get dead if Brennan has her way with you. Now help me. There's a Pevenant ship on its way, and it'll be here in a few minutes.
I can't help you. I don't know anything about lockpicking.
Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, hang on. Cassandra?
Yes, Benny?
Have you got any control over this lock here?
As part of the contract made between Dad and his current employer, the access code for that lock is known only to the General.
And she could come back at any minute. Look, you should go. Hide.
I've had it up to here with the ship and the people on it. I don't know you from Adam, but I know enough of General Brennan and the things that she can do to you to know that you're in big trouble. Look, I've just risked my neck to get that ship to alter course. And all for the sake of getting you home. I don't give a damn whether you want to escape or not. Now, for the love of God, help me with this bloody lock.
Benny, my security systems include laser guns mounted on every deck to immobilise intruders.
Oh, and I suppose you've got big old cannons on deck as well?
Deck-mounted stasis cannons are part of my armoury, yes.
So what? If I want to feel safe from intruders, I can, but can't it wait? I've got something else to do here.
Benny, please step away from the lock.
Oh, all right. Come on, you. You've got a ship to catch.
But what if the General comes back?
Look, you'll be more scared of me in a minute. Move it!
One moment, Bernice. Who are you talking to?
Someone who needs my help.
I'm not good on boats at the best of times.
Be careful then. The deck's covered in water. Cassandra, where's the permanent ship?
50 meters to port. Its approach is hampered by the storm, but it is getting closer.
Good. Sheen, I need you to stay here while I go and radio it, okay?
I'll be fine.
I'll be 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Don't worry. I won't move a muscle.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, if you will build your ship out of wood, what's wrong with steel?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's steel that holds Cassandra together. The wood's just for show.
You're a strange man, Captain Collier.
I'm a man of taste. Cassandra, how's the hull?
There are some signs of superficial damage to the wooden casing, Dad. My structure is still sound.
Good. General, I'm going to head back to the bridge. I don't like leaving Cassandra alone in weather like this.
I'll join you.
You sure?
I'm feeling fine now. It was just a twinge, that's all.
Right. Come on, then.
Bernie Summerfield calling Pevenant ship. Come in. Come in. Oh, this is pointless. Cassandra, is there anything up with the comm system?
The electromagnetic interference of the storm could be disrupting signals.
Could be.
I've not experienced such difficulties before, especially not over so short a range.
Are you being jammed?
I can detect no signs of external interference. Benny.
What is it?
My sensory circuits are in conflict. There is a fourth person on the ship, standing on deck.
Yes, that's Sheen, the man I released from your hold.
I was not aware that he was imprisoned there at all. Dad disabled the security camera in the cargo hold shortly before we left Beverly. He never explained why.
So, you didn't even know that you were transporting a prisoner? Well, it does take a security seriously. Anyway, what did you mean about a sensory conflict? You can see him now, can't you?
He is visible, yes.
But what?
Professor Summerfield, what is the meaning of this?
General, calm down. I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation for all this.
Calm down?
I'd rather hear Brennan's explanation of why she's got some poor man cooped up in a cellar.
I bet you would. This is the last straw, Summerfield. I've had enough of your interference and your snooping. You say I should have proof of you being a spy. What's going on here, then?
General, please.
Oh, don't worry about her, Captain. She doesn't frighten me.
Oh, don't I?
Don't you dare fire that thing on my bridge if you damage anything.
Don't fret so, Captain. There's only one thing I'm going to damage.
Dad, the fourth passenger is powered up one of the stasis pods on deck.
Sheen! Come on!
Another narrow escape, wouldn't you?
Shut up.
A wonderfully relaxing pleasure cruise across the calm azure oceans in your own luxury yacht. Ha! Travel agents.
Stay back! All of you!
Not safe to fire in conditions like this. Could go anywhere.
I know what I'm doing.
The hell you do. They're your own people you're about to fire on.
Like I said, I know what I'm doing.
This is marvellous. The prisoner must have gone over the edge. He doesn't even know who his enemies are anymore.
I think he does, Brennan.
No, don't! What have you done? Connie, couldn't you stop him?
I don't understand.
No.
No one understands.
I think it's about time you got back into your little cell, don't you?
You can put me where you like, General. It won't make any difference.
Oh, what are you doing? Let go of me!
Due to the unforeseen difficulties plaguing this mission, I am not to be considered your prisoner any longer.
What? Oh, my God. Your eyes! Oh! Oh, please! Please! Collie, get this painkillers, please!
What on earth is going on?
You just stay out of it. What? I mean it!
What's wrong with her?
Seasickness, you reckon?
What kind of seasickness makes someone collapse like that?
Professor Summerfield, I would appreciate it if you would withdraw to your cabin. Captain Collie and I have much to discuss.
I beg your pardon? Well, I've got much to ask. What's going on?
Why did you destroy that ship?
Just forget about it. Go to your room and stay away for a while.
Is this for my good or for yours? What is this all about?
I can't explain. Go!
Fine. I'll just ignore the fact that a number of innocent people have just been killed by a man they came to rescue. I'll forget that he managed to lift Brennan a good foot off the ground. And I'll just try and overlook the fact that you, the one person who I thought liked me, is just shutting me out. Good night!
Who is she, Collie?
Bernice Summerfield. Some tourist. I rescued her.
Rescued her? Don't frying pans and fires mean anything to you?
Don't worry about her.
Oh, but I do worry. Come on. We should get to the bridge and make sure she's not changed our course.
She wouldn't try that. She's all right at keeping her nose out of things.
She tried to rescue me. That's hardly keeping her nose out.
Look, trust me. She won't be any trouble at all.
That's right. There will be no trouble.
General Brennan, wake up. Come on.
What? What? Get your hands off me.
Listen to me. I have no idea what's going on. I don't trust you as far as I could comfortably spit your jackboot. Ooh. But then, I don't really trust Collie anymore. You've got the gun. It would take 2 seconds to kill me if I let you go. But something's going on, and I rather think I need your help. So look, can I trust that you won't cry out? Good.
So, your beloved Collie has turned on you, eh?
He's not my beloved. Oh, for heaven's sake, can we just stop the bitching, please?
Whatever.
Fine. So, who is she?
You mean you don't know?
For the 100th time. I am not a spy.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Of course I'm sure. If I was working with Sheen, don't you think I'd know who he was? Not to mention why he's just blown away dozens of his comrades.
Very well, but remember who has the gun.
Are you going to answer me? Who is Sheen?
He was my prisoner. I was transporting him back to Calabraxia for interrogation.
What can he tell you?
Nearly a year, I had been working as a scientist at Glory Hill Base in Pevenant. I was a spy, put there by the army after they attacked and devastated most of the base. It was hoped that in the mess after the attack, I could blend in more easily. They were, after all, quite desperate for new scientists.
You're sick, you know that.
I was just doing my job. Sheen was the head scientist on a secret Pevenant project to develop a super weapon. This weapon, whatever it is powerful enough to destroy the whole Calabraxian continent. I'm taking Sheen back in the hope that our best interrogators can extract the information about the weapon.
So you've no idea what it is?
All you know is that it is potentially disastrous to our war effort. If the weapon is used, then Pevena will win the war at the expense of the entire Calabraxian people.
That's not right.
Oh, you see, I'm not the only bad guy.
Yeah, well, you're the only one who's given me a hard time.
Until now.
Until now, yes.
So then, little Miss Sticky or Orin, now what are we going to do?
Well, first of all, we figure out why Sheen wanted to kill his own people.
I said it before, his time in captivity has cracked him. He doesn't know who the enemy is.
Oh, but I think he does. The thing is, he seems to be in league with Captain Collie.
Collie? You,
I couldn't trust. Shame I couldn't be so perceptive. Oh, none of this adds up. Collie seemed so certain that Sheen had to reach Calabraxia. It's almost as if he wanted you guys to get the information. He said the war would be over when Sheen got to your country. Maybe he really does want you to win.
You can obviously see which side is the more powerful in this war.
This isn't time for puffed-up propaganda, Brennan. Collie hates you lot anyway.
Oh, he likes whoever is paying his wages.
Believe me, he's got good reason to hate the Calabraxians. But anyway, if this was all some plan to ensure Sheen's arrival into your waiting arms, neither of them seem to be going along with it. You saw what Sheen did out there.
And my neck still hurts like hell.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Oh, what on earth is that?
Oh, just some stuff I find lying around the cabin.
I don't know how long it's been there, but I do think it's improved with age.
So what are we going to do?
Oh, please, General Brennan. Don't start being modest now. You're a spy, aren't you? I suggest we do some spying.
Cassandra, please confirm that Benny has not tampered with your navigation orders at all.
My course remains exactly as it was, Dad. Professor Summerfield has not altered it in any way.
Good.
How long till we arrive, computer?
The storm has forced us further along our course. Estimated time of arrival at Calabraxia, 13 hours.
Not long now, Collie.
No, I don't suppose there is.
Having second thoughts, Captain?
It'd be too late now if I did, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Considering the current shabby state of the security on this vessel, could I request that you escort me back to my cell?
Captain, Chief, how nice to see you both again.
I thought I told you to go back to your cabin, Benny.
Yes, but there's a nicer view up here.
Benny, please.
Oh, don't worry, Captain. Just get me to my cell, scramble the lock to protect me from any more over-eager rescue attempts, and then you can let her have the run of the ship.
Thank you.
Come on, then. Benny, please stay here until I get back.
Will do. Cassandra, can you patch me through to General Brennan, please?
Just one moment. Benny, why is General Brennan in Dad's cabin? She does not possess the relevant clearances.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, Cassandra, aren't you remotely interested why the captain has lied to you? Try to keep the other passenger a secret from you.
Dad would not lie to me.
But he's obviously not willing to tell you the whole truth. Look, we need to know what the other passenger is doing here, and why the captain tried to keep him a secret. Now, will you please put me through to Brennan?
One moment.
Hello?
General, it's me. Collie is taking Sheen back to his cell. I don't think we need to worry about him right now. How are you doing?
Well, you can tell the captain doesn't spend any time in his cabin. There's nothing here, just a few maps, some clothes, a couple of old photographs.
What is it?
This photo. It's of Collie and two women. One of them must be his wife. They're holding hands. And there's a young woman with them. And she's wearing Pevenin military uniform.
Oh, that'll be his daughter, Cassandra.
I know her.
What?
She worked at Glory Hill. She was one of the scientists who died in the attack. I never knew her name then, but Sheen had her photo on the wall of his office.
She knew Sheen? Then maybe that's why he and the captain are... General, are you all right? Cassandra, where are Sheen and the captain?
Dad is currently in the cargo hold. Without a camera view of the area, I cannot confirm that Sheen is with him.
What about a synaptic signal?
I have continuing sensory conflict regarding the fourth passenger. I'm unable to detect any synaptic activity from him.
What? Oh, never mind. Contact me if the captain starts to head back to his cabin. I've got to get Brennan out of there.
Someone's blasted the damn lock off.
How long will it take to repair?
Look, what's the point of locking you up again? We're nearly at Calabraxia. If you stay close to me, I promise I'll make sure you're protected. Brennan
won't be able to do anything to stop me. Glory Hill made sure of that.
What do you mean?
Those attacks she's been having?
The seasickness.
Is that what she thinks it is? Those attacks are designed to ensure that she can do nothing to jeopardize my mission.
You're making her ill.
Let's just say she's doing it to herself. It's pretty psychosomatic.
Look, come with me to the bridge. We'll ride the rest of the journey out up there. We'll arm ourselves. I promise you'll be safe.
Very well. But if that upstart Summerfield interferes again...
We kill her. After you. Oh, for heaven's sake, Benny. Stay out of it.
Brennan! Oh, goddess. Oh, Brennan, can you hear me?
Yes,
It's all right.
Don't try to move.
No, no, it's all right.
What is wrong with you?
It's just seasickness.
Seasickness? Don't be ridiculous. This is far worse than that. What happened? What brought it on?
I just assumed it was the motion of the ship.
But we're a good couple of hours clear of that storm. If you were going to be ill, that would have been a more sensible time.
But I was ill then.
Well, only when Sheen attacked you. And then he was trying to strangle you. Not a top health tip.
Ow! Oh, his face! When he lifted me up, I looked into his eyes and they...
It's him! Come on, we've got to get you out of here. Listen to me. Listen to me. Focus on me. Focus. Good. Good. Now, can you walk?
I think so.
Right.
Him out of the building and straight to the ship.
None of this is making sense. Unless...
Unless what?
Your first attack. Well, the first one I saw. It was at dinner. You suspected me of coming after you from Glory Hill, being a spy from the base. You see?
No, I don't.
You thought I was something other than what I appeared to be. Sheen is quite obviously not what you thought he was. And both of these things brought on an attack. What you said just then, about Sheen's eyes. Brennan, this might literally hurt you to say it, but what is it about Sheen's eyes? Think. Picture him now. What is wrong with his eyes?
What was that?
A safety measure. Now, where are your weapons?
In that cabinet. What do you mean, a safety measure?
Another one of the General's attacks. I imagine she's beginning to remember the truth about Glory Hill.
What? That they designed you?
Yes, but General Brennan has seen the blueprint, if you like. And we couldn't have her knowing that. Not now this war is so nearly over.
I don't know what you've done to her. And I must say I don't particularly care anymore. But promise me one thing.
What's that?
Promise me that this plan is going to work. That you really are going to destroy Calibraxia.
Provided that you see me safely to their harbor, I can assure you that the Calibraxians will be wiped off the face of this planet. Is that satisfactory?
Perfectly.
Cassandra, how is Brennan?
She is unconscious, and her synaptic relays are in severe shock.
But she'll live.
The normal human brain cannot withstand these stresses for long, Benny.
Well, what can I do?
Nothing. I could try to alleviate the effects, but I have as yet been unable to trace the source of the interference accompanying these attacks.
Interference?
The interference to her synaptic signals. I've been scanning for an external source.
No, it's not external. Scan her own brain for the source.
How can it be internal? It is clearly artificial.
Please, just do it. Try and block it, anything.
Activating neural waveform transceiver. I will contact you when I am successful.
Thank you, Cassandra. Now, where is the captain?
He He is with the fourth passenger on the bridge.
Then I'll see you there.
Cassandra.
One moment. Please continue your request.
Is everything all right, Cassandra?
I was detecting more synaptic interference centering on General Brennan.
I'm glad to hear it.
Cassandra, can you confirm our distance from Calibraxia?
Triangulating position from Calibraxian signal, boys. Estimate arrival in 10 hours.
Not long, eh, Captain?
No, not long.
Can we see land yet, computer?
I can increase the magnification on the view screen.
There it is, Captain. Calibraxia, the enemy. Take a good look, because it'll be nothing but scorched earth soon.
Do you have to enjoy this so much?
Why shouldn't I? Pevenum victory's assured. I thought you would be glad.
I'm past caring about who wins. Cassandra, can you switch the screen back to a normal view, please?
What's the matter, Captain? Can't face what you're about to do.
I do what I have to.
Right, you two. I want a quick word.
Benny, get out, now.
No, I won't. I want some answers. And I have finally had enough of whatever it is the two of you are up to. Either you tell me what it is, or you stop it. Or both.
There's no stopping it now, Professor.
Won't stop me trying.
Well, try all you like. You see, it's too late. We're close enough to Calibraxia to execute the plan.
What plan? What are you up to?
Benny, get on a lifeboat and get away.
You think that will help?
At least it will give her a chance. At least it's something. She can still fight all this. She's got no reason to want it to happen to her, too.
What to happen, Captain Connie? What is going on?
Benny, I...
No, not now, Cassandra. Oh, no doubt Brennan's told you about the superweapon.
The one that Sheen designed, yes.
Well, it's here, on the ship.
And, for the record, I didn't just design the weapon.
What? You've got it with you?
Sheen is the weapon.
Look into my eyes, Professor Summerfield, and see what is waiting for Calibraxia.
Cataract?
Only very slight, as you can see. It's just that the chemicals involved in turning a man into a living bomb do a few things to him. The longer I remain alive, the worse they get. It's the only sign.
That and the preternatural strength, I suppose.
Well, yes, that too.
So I suppose that your immunity to Cassandra's synaptic senses is also a byproduct of your adaptations.
Ah, General. Come to join the fun?
Keep away from him, Bernice.
I'd already worked that out, thanks.
What have you told them, Sheen?
The truth, of course. That I'm the weapon that will wipe your sorry race from the sad lump of rock you call your country.
Oh, is that all?
Why? What else is there to tell? Unless you'd like to risk another bout of seasickness by telling them yourself.
Gladly.
General, you're right.
Never felt better, thanks to Cassandra. Well, thanks to one of them, anyway.
What? Silence! Not another word, or...
Oh, what? Your little trick won't work anymore. Oh, the scientists at Glory Hill were so brilliant at designing their neuro-enhancers. The clever little chemicals that altered brain states. I can remember some very interesting work in the field of memory blocking. Ironic, that, isn't it?
But how?
Cassandra, get on your girl.
Thank you, Benny.
Celebrate all you like.
Ah! Oh, Benny! Run!
Captain! Get down there behind that cannon, quick!
What was Brennan going on about?
Look, it's my turn for questions now. What the hell are you doing shipping a walking bomb over the enemy territory?
Because that's what I've been paid to do.
But all those people! The whole continent is going to be wiped out.
Good. Finally, this damn war will end. And I won't have to grieve anymore. There won't be any more grief.
That's because there'll be no one left to feel it. Is that what this is all about? Revenge on the people who killed your wife and daughter?
It's a very big bomb Sheen is carrying inside him.
So?
So I won't survive either. I'll just anchor Cassandra offshore and die along with everybody else.
You can't do that!
I can, and I will. I'm tired of feeling like there's nothing left for me to live for.
Goddess, if you're that weak, why didn't you just throw yourself overboard when your wife died? Why drag the rest of the planet with you?
It was the only way I could see to help Pevena win the war. I didn't care about the cost to myself. I always knew it would mean my death too.
Then what the hell did you rescue me for? You knew all this was going to happen, so why pick me up to share your fate?
I couldn't just watch you die on that island.
Then why watch millions more die?
You were so weak when I picked you up. You'd obviously been there for days. No food, no water. You weren't far off dying a slow and painful death. I didn't want to see you suffer anymore. I'd always planned to drop you off somewhere safe when you were well again,
but
the minute the storm started brewing, I knew it was going to be difficult to alter our course. I only wish now that you never got involved. I'm sorry.
This isn't a confessional, you know. Honoring me by rescuing me doesn't absolve you from what you're about to let happen. I'm not a Hail Mary, and I'm certainly no Our Father. I can't forgive you your decisions. But I'll tell you this. Your problem is that you care, but you wish you didn't.
Ah, there you both are. Won't you join me?
What have you done with Brennan?
Well, I couldn't have her giving away all the secrets, could I?
Your eyes?
Yes. That's why it took me so long to find you. The triggering mechanism tends to accelerate the process of decay, I'm afraid. Now, you will come with me, won't you? She'll be all right. I didn't want her to miss the fireworks. And I reckon we have about 2 hours before they start. Give or take. It's so hard to be sure when your heart is your timer. I hope I don't get too excited.
So, this is it then. This is how it ends.
Isn't it glorious? The final victory of the Pevenan war machine. And it's all thanks to you, Captain.
I really don't want to take the credit.
Oh, but you were always so proud of your family's involvement in the war effort. What's gone wrong?
My family?
I know these little baby blues are clouded. Don't you recognize me?
Should I?
My daddy. I'm hurt.
Cassandra.
Glory Hill was a fine place to work. I learnt an awful lot in a very short amount of time. Newer technology is a wonderful thing. You always thought so.
The artificial intelligence logarithms Cassandra used to work on were breathtaking. There's no other computer quite like the one she built for me here.
You mean, like the one I built?
But you're not my daughter. You can't be.
Why? Because I'd never do something this horrible.
Cassandra wouldn't hurt a fly.
But they hurt my mother, and I'm only doing to them what they did to me.
But you died. Then your mother. How can you know your mother died?
You accept it's me, then. We were aware of spies in our intelligence division for a long time before the attack on Glory Hill. We hid our best scientists in places people would never think of looking. The Calabraxians wanted me for my work on neuroenhancement, or, at the very least, they wanted me and my work out of the picture.
So they attacked Glory Hill.
And killed me.
So Cassandra is dead?
My old body is, yes. But I'd unloaded my mind into Sheen's body shortly before the attack. Then my team and I designed the alterations to my body in order to make me the weapon with which we could win the war.
Cassandra, you can't do this. You can't let all these people die.
Why not, Captain? Like father, like daughter. It wasn't so long ago that you were ready to blow the continent away.
But Cassandra couldn't do that. She wasn't like that at all.
Then what was she like? In all this agonizing self-torture, you seem to be conveniently overlooking the fact that your daughter joined the army of her own free will. Nobody forced her to start making weapons of mass destruction. It was her own choice and her own talents that enabled the creation of this thing.
That much killing? No. Not Cassandra.
Why not? What am I like, then? A clever little girl who built toy computers for her daddy? I know you never liked me wasting my talents in the military, Father, but it's what I wanted to do. I was as tired of the war as anyone, so I sought a way to end it. Just like you are doing.
At the expense of your own life?
You think I wanted to stay in this body? The Calabraxians were going to kill me anyway. I was as good as dead. But I decided that in my death, I'd make sure I'd see our victory.
Oh, no, this can't be true.
Then let me show you. Cassandra, please start to scan my synaptic signal.
There is no signal Signal detected. Processing.
Good. Now, please can you tell the captain who I am?
You are Cassandra Colley.
No! You're not Cassandra!
Captain! Captain, put the gun down. He's a bomb. He might go off.
Cassandra is dead!
You fool!
I am detecting lots of fibrillation from Sheen. He is going to die.
Good.
Good. His heart is what's going to set the bomb off. If he's having a heart attack, Goddess knows what's going to happen.
There is a chemical change in Sheen's cortex. Volatile biological breakdown imminent.
They built safeguards into the Sheen creation. In this kind of situation, the heart is designed to trigger the bomb almost immediately.
Oh, good grief. What are you going to do now, Captain? You've got what you wanted.
I'm so sorry.
Brennan, is there nothing we can do?
The whole system is controlled by Sheen's brain and triggered by his heart. Without the right equipment, without the ability to alter his neural network, we're all going to die.
You can just throw him overboard or something.
What? And risk a tidal wave that could still destroy my country?
It was just a suggestion. Oh, come on, think. There must be some way of switching him off.
You heard what Brennan said. Without any way of altering the neural processing.
That's it.
What is?
Well, we have a way of doing just that. Cassandra. Your computer, I mean. She was the one who unpicked the locks on General Brennan's memory. Surely she can do the same kind of thing with Sheen and stop the detonation.
Cassandra, can you do what Benny is suggesting?
One moment. Scan. The work performed on Sheen's synaptic patterns is extensive. The time required to reprogram his neural network is too great. The detonation would occur long before.
What kind of times are we talking?
The reprogramming would take upwards of 2 hours. The Sheen construct is set to detonate in 10 minutes.
Great. Oh, hang on. Cassandra, your AI systems were programmed by Cassandra Colley, yes?
That is correct.
In general terms, because... Well, as you so kindly pointed out, we don't have the time for a big discussion about artificial intelligences. What kind of programming did she use?
In general terms, my neural net echoes that of the human brain. In shape, if not in size or complexity.
Have a quick once-over of Sheen's brain, because if I'm right...
The Sheen construct's reprogrammed neural systems are patterned in a similar way to my own.
So, Cassandra liked her templates, that's all.
No, it's more than that. Cassandra...
I understand. One moment, please.
What's happened to Cassandra?
I think I require medical assistance. This gunshot wound has compromised my physical integrity.
Look out!
I don't think you need to worry, General. Cassandra... Did it work?
I am here, aren't I, Benny? If you could assist me.
Oh, we better get you to the sick bay. That's a nasty hit you... E took.
Cassandra.
Hello, Dad.
Come along, then. Let's get you fixed up. Goodbye then, General Brennan. All the best with the war and so on.
Thanks, but I think I deserve some leave. Professor, I'm sorry.
I know. I was just glad I could help.
Goodbye then, Captain.
Goodbye.
I think this is my stop too, Captain Colley.
Transport will be waiting at the dock to take you to the spaceport. Cassandra has arranged it.
So, what next? Take Sheen back to Glory Hill and get him muted?
No. I think Cassandra and I will sail south for a while, away from the war.
She is a bomb.
Yes, but this Cassandra, the computer, wouldn't dream of doing anything without me telling her to.
You can't be serious. I mean, you were ready to let Calabraxia be destroyed, and now you've got the weapon at your command.
I know. Look, if nothing else, you helped me realize what an idiot I was being. And I've been that idiot ever since Cassandra, the real Cassandra, died. I just want to get away now, Benny. I realize I can't change the war. I realize that that thing on my ship is no more Cassandra than you are. But I need someone to help me run the ship, and she... Well, he knows how to work the systems much better than I do. God knows he's been doing it for long enough. I mean, she has. God, I mean...
I know what you mean. Well, good luck on your travels. I'm sure you'll do well. And things will get better, you know.
I expect so. Goodbye, Benny. Thanks. Well, thanks for everything.
No, thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to have a few well-chosen words with my travel agent.
Something